Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. Miller Lite, great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. And as always, please celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live every day at youtube.com/The Dan Patrick Show. It's hour two on this Thursday, Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show. Paulie just surprised me. Well, a member of the audience, one of our fans, sent in a photo, and it's of my basketball team, the junior varsity team at Eastern Kentucky. And, man, I've got some flowing hair. It's on my shoulders. At the time, it was a good look, and it's probably good that you don't have, like, high resolution here to look at the acne that I had as well. But you'll know now why the head coach of Eastern Kentucky would call me Golden Boy. Because of my hair. And he never called me by my first name. He called me Golden Boy. And he didn't mean it in a positive way.
You look like you're in a Styx tribute band or a Partridge Family character.
Yeah. Well, who didn't want to be like David Cassidy back then? But yeah, I had the long flowing hair. And I continued to let it grow until the coach let me play varsity basketball. And as you could see, my hair continued to grow. And I'm number 32, number one in your heart, if you're watching on youtube.com/The Dan Patrick Show. But that, you didn't want to mess with that lineup right there.
A lot of memories.
Mm.
A lot of memories.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's it. You got some scrapbook memories there. Probably some people there who watched us play that they still have some memories of that jumper. But I got to shoot a lot. That's why my second year there, I put up 25 shots in a game one time. I'd never done that. And I went, this is heaven. Like, I didn't care about school. I didn't care about anything. Nobody's at the game. It didn't matter. I didn't care. I was able to just come down and just fire. It was great. Loved it. Yeah, Paulie.
I got a question for both you and Andrew, because you were both members of the junior varsity teams, Dartmouth and Eastern Kentucky. When you're a player on the JV, you say I play college basketball? Like when you are at home?
For somebody who didn't play any sports, you're always critical about this, which I find it interesting. Like, you didn't play anything.
No, but I'm impressed by where you guys are.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
No.
JV impressed.
Yeah, I know. I hear you, Paul. Yes, McLeod.
Can I weigh in first? So there was two levels of JV. There were guys like you who came down from the varsity and scored 25 points. And there were guys like me who came in when we were beating like some prep school at the end. So we had a guy, Jason Rosenberg, who came down from the varsity and helped us win every game. Unless we didn't need him, then they sent him back up.
I took it as serious as if I was playing for UCLA. Like, it was important and loved playing. And, you know, the biggest mistake I made is I went to a school that I shouldn't have gone to. I should have gone to something smaller where I would have gotten to play. And I needed a school that recognized my talents is really what it was. I needed a smaller, somehow a coach at a smaller school would recognize my talents far more than those at Eastern Kentucky. But I, as I point out, Eastern Kentucky without me wasn't very successful. So we'll never know how good they could have been if I was able to play. We didn't have the three-point shot, so it really wouldn't have mattered. Yeah, Paul.
Was there a D3 school that missed out on you that would be regretting it?
Oh, I don't think anybody's regretting it.
But you would have been, on Division III, you would have been, you know, a starter, a featured player.
Yeah, yeah. But, you know, everybody in their mind thinks they're better than what they are. And then you get that dose of reality where I'm guarding a guy, Tyrone Too Small Jones out of D.C., Eastern High, the number one team in the country, high school number one team in the country the previous year. And I'm out there guarding Tyrone Too Small Jones, who's on the varsity. And I realized he's really fast and I'm not. And that was a nice dose of reality. All right, some phone calls coming up. We settle on a poll question. Is that right, McLovin?
Do you want to go with, would you attend a game or Yankees Dodgers World Series? I also have one more question.
Okay.
Which sport do you most want to go off without a hitch? And I'm not putting NFL in there because it's so popular, but NBA, NHL, or Major League Baseball are all opening around the same time. Which one, as a fan, are you most interested in? Not you. I'm asking people.
Okay.
Not you, because you have a duty to follow all three. But what do you think people would answer?
Run it by me again now. So you got hockey, you got baseball, you got basketball.
Yeah.
It'd be basketball. Because you have LeBron there, and he has a chance to win another championship.
I think the NBA and NHL being in the playoffs already gives them an extra layer. It's different, right? More intrigue.
But if you know what's kind of lost in this, if Kawhi wins another title and does it with his third team, we're talking about celebrating LeBron, or at least I do, that he would be doing it with his third team. Kawhi would be doing it with his third team as well. Rachel Nichols will join us on loan from The Jump with ESPN. I don't know if the commissioner is going to say something to the Lakers about holding these informal team workouts and that you're not allowed to do that. But we'll talk to Rachel about that as well. And I don't know if you look at testing and you go, is this a good thing or a bad thing? The Sacramento Kings, Buddy Hield, he tested positive on June 24th. Jabari Parker, the Kings, June 24th. Malcolm Brogdon of the Pacers, June 24th. Nikola Jokic, June 23rd. A couple of unnamed Phoenix Suns players tested positive on June 23rd. So the testing is working, but is that a good thing for the NBA to go into this bubble? So we'll talk about that coming up. 877-3DP-SHOW, email address dp@danpatrick.com. Let me go to Mark in Las Vegas, who leads us off this hour. Hi, Mark.
Hey, Dan. How are you doing today?
Good.
Okay, my question is, do you think the NBA might have messed up? I think that they should have canceled the NBA season and focused on the WNBA season because it's a smaller league. It's have to get more eyes on it because they've been struggling the last couple of years. What do you think about that?
Wait, so they wouldn't care about the NBA? They'd only care about the WNBA?
Well, because the NBA season is... To me, I know how you've been saying it the last week, about the last month, that there's going to be an asterisk. I believe in that because it's going to be different than the 99 season. Reason being, 99 season, they played 50 games and then went into the playoffs.
Yeah, but there's so much money at stake, Mark. And thanks for the phone call. I mean, there's hundreds of millions of dollars at stake. That's why all of these leagues are playing. They're not doing it for our morale. They're doing it for their bottom line. Hundreds of millions of dollars. People don't even know the WNBA is coming back for, a 3-week schedule. The NBA, We know about that and the amount of money. And it's playoff money that's so important for these TV partners. Bob in Ohio. Hi, Bob. What do you have for me?
Hey, Dan. Thanks for taking my call. 510-180. I wanted to get your opinion, Dan, if you believe that seasoned MLB managers like Tito Francona or Joe Maddon, if they'll play a more significant role in this team's success in the shortened season.
How so?
Well, like the decision-making as far as, you know, somebody tests positive or, you know, when it comes to the playoffs and things like that.
Well, those are two brilliant managers, but you got Joe Maddon going to a new team. Francona's been with that Indians team for quite some time. Thank you for the phone call, Bob. I think the strategy, like the philosophy of a manager and how he wants to build his team for 50 games and then go into the postseason, that will be interesting. Are you going to change your formula and go, I want a deeper pitching staff? Tampa has probably 15 pitchers in their organization who can contribute this year. And that's why you have some of these analysts saying Tampa is a team to reckon with here because of that depth. I don't know what this means for hitting. Usually pitching starts out, you know, as having more of an advantage over the hitting. I don't know how this is going to work out since we had spring training and then things got shut down and now we start again. So, you know, does it help to have an experienced manager? Absolutely. But I want to know if he's going to be set in his ways or he's going to change because he sees maybe there's a window of opportunity to take advantage of the depth that they have on their roster or in their farm system. Manuel in Ohio joining us. Hey, Manuel.
Hey, Dan. How you doing?
Good, sir.
First, I'd like to thank your entire team for continuing your show during the shutdown. I still had to work, so that bit of normalcy was awesome to have. So I'd just like to thank your entire team for doing that.
Well, thank you.
And what I'm wanting to ask you is, how are we going to be able to social distance and have a huddle? How are we going to be able to social distance and have a mound visit? How's that going to be possible?
Well, you can do that at the mound because you can stay 6 feet apart with your glove over your face. And I think that they, and thanks for the compliment, Manuel. McLovin, would you check on what they were talking about with not huddling up? Will other players be able to hear, you know, can the quarterback talk to them? I saw something and I want to give credit, but it was something about to do with huddling up in the NFL of how they will go about not huddling up once the season starts. Yeah, Seton.
But just the act of playing football is way more dangerous than the huddle.
Yeah.
I mean, so.
That's true.
I mean, it doesn't really, I mean, if you're getting all bloody and sweaty and spitty all over each other every single play, but then don't talk to each other in the huddle.
But we were talking about this prior to the show, and Paulie brought up the fact that, you know, when you're in the NBA, you're right up against each other. You're in football, I may hit you and then, you know, the play is over. But I've got a shield on, a helmet on, I got pad, you know, all of these things. The NBA, it's unless there's the pile, of course, but the NBA, it's just I'm up there guarding you, holding on to you, bodying you face to face. Yeah, McLovin.
I'm reading it's a suggestion from ProFootballTalk.com's Shireen Williams. Why not try this where they don't have huddles, but everyone gets a radio in their ear?
Yeah, that's okay.
She said the NFL and the NFLPA have not considered this, or at least said they've considered this yet. But it's a great idea.
Yeah, and Seton's right. Like, that's the least of their worries is, you know, hey, we can't huddle up. But I don't know how. There's just so many things that, like, you don't think of those things. You just go, all right, they're coming back and playing. And then somebody will bring up a question. You go, oh, I never thought of that. There's so many of those, I never thought of that. John in Atlanta joining us. Hi, John. What do you have for me today?
Hey, Dan. Thanks for taking my call. 59176. I wanted two things real quick. I used to listen to you back when you were with Dibble way back in the day and sort of just live my life. And over the last year, I've been a stay-at-home dad. And during the pandemic, I got reacquainted with the show and it's been great. It's better than I remember, so I thank you for that. And so what I wanted to give you is an unofficial poll question. Sorry, McLovin, not taking your gusto there. Ooh. But to you and the Danettes, given everything you know about why sports are coming back, should sports come back, should they not, would you, given all the power in the universe, would you just shut everything down until next year?
Thank you, John. Thank you for the compliment. Yeah, I would. I would. Because I don't know what it's going to look like, feel like. I'd love to have football, you know, in the fall. Love to have baseball now. Love to have all of this. I don't know what compromises we're going to have to make. These athletes are going to have to make. But there's so much money at stake. There's billions of dollars at stake in the NFL. There's hundreds of millions of dollars at stake in college football. Baseball, hundreds of millions. Basketball, hundreds of millions. That's why they're doing everything they can possibly do to get these sports back, leagues back. And I just think the window is pretty tight here to try to get, and I'm looking at this as from now to the end of the year. And just when you say, well, New York and Connecticut and New Jersey, what New York went through, you hope nobody else goes through that. But you have all of these hotspots now. And you have that in Florida. You have that in Texas. There are other states where they didn't have much, if anything. And now you have hotspots there. I just don't know where we're going to be in a month from now, 2 months from now. You get to September. Hot weather was supposed to take care of this. It hasn't. Because hot weather brought out it felt like the mindset, let's get outside. It's warm outside. That's what people do in normal times. But, you know, if you have these college athletes, a lot of these athletes, teams that have a big hit, they've been at bars. Soccer teams, you know, some soccer teams that got hit with the coronavirus. They were at a bar. Football teams at a bar. And trying to keep 20, 21-year-olds, 22-year-olds quarantined inside, it's just not going to happen. Also, when you're asymptomatic, hey, it's not going to affect me. There are so many people it does not affect. Absolutely true. But there are so many people that it will, especially in Florida. I mean, just imagine the number of older people in Florida. And we can say, let's just go back. Let's plow through it. And that's what we're going to do. But I think for the betterment of the sports, the leagues, the athletes, their families, I'd shut it down. I've enjoyed the Premier League. I've enjoyed golf. It's wonderful. But I'm not the one competing in it. I'm not the one that's out covering it. I'm not the athlete who has to go out there. The owners are voting on all of this. The owners aren't going to be out there. Players are. Coaches are. Managers are. Bottom line, it's about money. Plain and simple. More phone calls coming up. 877-3DP-SHOW. Email address dp@danpatrick.com. Say good morning to Chat Row. Tyler, the moderator, is handling the duties there. YouTube.com/TheDanPatrickShow. The Big German is handling those duties. He's our official director. Boys played golf yesterday. Seton went out there with the backroom guys.
Yeah.
You had Dylan.
Mm-hmm.
You had Tyler.
Yeah.
And Mario.
Mario, yeah. Yeah, he was my partner.
Any drama?
No drama. Couple beers, lots of lost balls, and just a good time. Beautiful weather.
So nothing at stake? No money riding on this?
You know, there was several holes that were like Tyler would say to Dylan, if you make this, you know, if I make this, you have to chug your beer. Those kinds of things. And Tyler never made it. Not a single time did he make it. So, yeah, there were a lot of those. So right now, I think Tyler owes about, a case of chugged beers. But, yeah, it was a good time, though. It was fun.
And this is a public service announcement for Chat Row. If you despise Mario, you get a chance to see him. He's going to open up my mail. And that'll be during the live look-in.
Is that legal?
That he's opening up my mail?
Yeah, it's not addressed to him. I think that's some type of violation.
I'm giving him the authority to open up my
officially.
Mail. Well, he's the one that gets all of the mail, and when people ask for things to be signed, Mario is always complaining that we never signed things. And then he got blamed for a guy who wanted a shirt or I think a wife who wanted a shirt for a husband for Father's Day.
Well, that was the best coming back the day after Father's Day, and there's two Father's Day presents there, mostly signed.
And Mario got blamed for it. So I just said to Mario, I'm going to put you on camera. You can open up all the mail, and then you take ownership with all of this, and people know that you're doing your job. So I think that's coming up. It's a new segment. It's called Ario. Oh, opens up the air mail, we'll call it. Yesterday, the 1 year anniversary of
the shot,
the air ball by Mario.
Guys, that's been a year already.
Yeah, it was a year ago yesterday.
I wish we had footage of
too
it.
Too soon.
Oh man. That was a year ago yesterday.
Oh, boy. I should have just held it for the 8 seconds. I just felt like that would have been cheating or something. Like, that's against the spirit of the game.
Your reaction. I love Todd's defense there. He didn't have to play any defense. And
I put the pressure on him, and he just felt like, oh, my God, I guess I have to shoot. I forgot what the score was.
All Mario has to do is hold on to the ball or draw iron, and you guys go and play for the title.
Damn it. I feel like we had such a good chance to really compete against Andrew's team.
You did.
Damn.
You did. But, yes, McLovin.
No, you didn't.
That is true. McLovin was so much better than everybody else.
And I had my henchmen. That was the...
Yeah. Yeah, you had the guys who did the dirty work. All right, let me take a break. Rachel Nichols will join us on loan from the Mothership coming up next. Your more phone calls coming up as well here, Dan Patrick Show. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 to noon Eastern or 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Dan Patrick Show at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for time tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the, I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know I mean? Even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
More phone calls coming up. McLovin will update the poll results. 877-3DP show. Email address dp@danpatrick.com. She's the host of the NBA Finals on ABC and, of course, The Jump on the Mothership. She's Rachel Nichols joining us on the program. Good morning, Rachel. How's morale?
Good morning, Dan Patrick. Well, what's the day, right? Yeah. Is it Thursday? Are we good on Thursday? Yeah. It changes every few hours.
But I get it doesn't feel good to me. And I hate to be negative, but I'm just trying to be realistic here. Where do you stand on
which part, Dan? The NBA, the world at large, our future as a planet? I mean, you can be talking about a lot of things.
How about we'll stick with the NBA? How optimistic are you this goes off without a hitch?
I mean, I think there's going to be hitches. That's the definition of 2020. But do I think it's going to come off? Yeah, I do. I think it will. I think they can expect positive tests. They're already starting to show them. They had players start reporting this week and getting tested, and they expected a baseline of 5 to 10% of positive tests. But I do think that they have a pretty good plan of these layering within a bubble that's not actually a bubble as a way of trying to prevent people from getting sick in any kind of large number. The doomsday scenario for them, a lot of people say, oh, what if it rips through one team and that team has to drop out? That would be bad. But that is not, to me, the doomsday scenario. The doomsday scenario is that if someone gets seriously ill or dies, I mean, that will be a tragedy at personal level. And of course, something that would be part of the NBA's legacy forever. So they are appropriately terrified of that. That is why you are seeing some of the back and forth between some of the older coaches in the league and the rules about whether guys are allowed to come or not. Some pushback on whether what their rules are in place are legal or not. But that is all from the baseline fear of the worst thing that can happen is that somebody dies on our watch. And I understand that.
I also look at this, you know, from the competitive standpoint of who is going to have an advantage, maybe a little bit more of an advantage than we thought, or maybe a disadvantage, because no home court advantage for the Lakers and the Bucks. So that's a big deal. It feels like maybe a team can steal, I know, maybe not the title, but they can certainly steal a series or two here. Do you give me, I guess, handicap who you like? And then is there a surprise team in the East and the West?
I think there will be at least one surprise team in one of the conference finals. And I absolutely think you're right that there are so many unknown elements here. You know, we talk about the 99 lockout season where they played the shortened season and the number 8 seeded Knicks got to the finals against the Spurs and actually played part of those finals without, you know, they didn't play with Patrick Ewing. So I think when you have sort of one of these all bets are off times, anything could happen. I think teams with veterans are probably going to do a little bit better. I think they understand how to sort of tame the boredom and how to stick to their routines. Those are lifelong routines. They're not as distracted by other things. And a lot of it is going to be luck, which happens, by the way, in any NBA season. Ask the Golden State Warriors last year. We will possibly have important players missing key parts of series. And I think the NBA is hoping the fans start to treat if someone is on a coronavirus quarantine, that it's kind of like getting injured for 2 weeks. We'll see if people actually feel that way. But I do think that, look, you are not, no one's excited about having an NBA championship in the middle of a pandemic. So I'm not looking for a silver lining here. But I will say what I love the most about sports in general is I don't know what's going to happen. I love big comic book movies. It's one of my favorite things. But when I go see an Avengers movie, I know the Avengers are going to win. Like that is, I'm entertained when I go see a movie with The Rock. I know The Rock is going to win no matter what happens with all the explosions. The Fast and the Furious guys are going to win. It's entertaining. But when I go see a sporting event, especially a big one where I don't know what's going to happen, I don't know which team is the Avengers. I don't know who the hero is. I don't know who the villain is. And I think that's going to be more true in this NBA than we've ever had before. And I think that is going to be a little bit exciting.
I like the Rockets. I'm either all in or not. Like, I think they're going to be either really good or they're going to, you know, bow out quickly here. And I don't know why. It just feels like that. that system, that style, those athletes, and if you're in, maybe it comes down to who's in the best shape, like physically in the best shape and doesn't have any positive tests here. I don't know what you think of the Rockets' chances.
Yeah, well, look, I think there are teams where this break, and by the way, this break is going to be longer than most off seasons, that this break is really going to help them. And the Rockets are one of them. And the fact that it's going to be a short regular season before we go into the playoffs is going to help the Rockets too. You have James Harden and PJ Tucker, who both look like they were running on fumes before the NBA shutdown. And especially because the Rockets had decided to do this, they're calling it micro ball. It's like whatever smaller than small ball, means that PJ Tucker was playing all those center minutes and really getting beat up by guys who are 5 or 6 inches taller than him. Well, he's just had 3 months rest. Yeah. James Harden, who has famously run out of gas in playoff series, has just had 3 months rest. And the idea that teams were going to see this micro ball, this new style that the Rockets adapted really just a few months before the shutdown happened, the teams aren't going to get that much film on that before they go into playoff series. So I think the Rockets are, it's a good pick. They're one of those teams that could end up really benefiting from this unusual situation. The Philadelphia 76ers are a team that are definitely going to at least get a better leg up than they would have, because Ben Simmons and Joel Embiid were hurt right when the shutdown happened. So the fact that those guys are going to be healthy, and that Joel would have had, again, he's a guy who gets beat up through the season, will have had a few months off to rest, that can only help them. Now, of course, they were a team that was really dependent on their home court and their home record, and they're not going to have that. They're going to have like a couple guys in the stands doing golf claps for them. That's it.
Rachel Nichols, host of NBA Finals on ABC, The Jump on ESPN. The loss of Avery Bradley means what to the Lakers?
I think it's not insignificant. The playoffs are a slog, right? I mean, a lot of who wins the NBA championship is about what kind of depth you have. And they just took a pretty big hit to their depth. Avery Bradley started 44 games for the Lakers this year. And when he's the closest defender to a guy and how that guy is shooting, it's one of the stats that the NBA keeps now. He is actually the best in the league at defending the three. Guys' effective field goal percentages against him are the lowest in the league. Now, Alex Caruso is also on that list in the top five, so that is of some solace. Kentavious Caldwell-Pope will also be able to fill in some minutes for them. They're talking about adding J.R. Smith to the roster, which, you know, it's not going to be boring. If you're LeBron James and you're in the bubble with J.R. Smith, Rajon Rondo, Dion Waiters, JaVale McGee, I mean, the list goes on and on. This team, I mean, that's club quarantine right there.
I know that we loved, and I've been on this bandwagon, this kick, that it feels like if you don't like LeBron, you're going to attach an asterisk if he wins the title. And it's not, I mean, I think it's going to be harder for a team to win a title this year. It'll be harder for LeBron to win a title because everybody's back to, you know, they're playing, it's a level playing field here, Rachel, and I'm like, no, to the contrary. He should get more credit if he's able to win another title here with the Lakers. Where do you stand on this?
I'm not a big fan of the asterisks anyway for game conditions. Now, talk to me about the Houston Astros, and I might have a different conversation. but when it talks to like what teams are doing on the court, I don't think we get to hand out asterisks, because every slog to a championship is its own journey. And if it was so easy, then the other 28 teams would have gotten to the NBA Finals. I mean, you can't say that. Oh, that was a cakewalk. Well, how come not everybody else did it? I think there are years you have injuries. I certainly would never ascribe an asterisk to this last year's Toronto Raptors team, but they did play a Warriors team in the finals that was very different than the Warriors teams that the Cleveland Cavaliers faced in the previous couple of years. That doesn't mean that the Raptors didn't goddamn earn that title with the daring move Masai Ujiri made and getting Kawhi Leonard and all the ways that Nick Nurse integrated that team and the gutty performances of Kyle Lowry. I just don't think any of these teams get asterisks no matter who they're playing. And I certainly agree with you, Dan, that whoever wins this NBA championship, it is going to be like an episode of Survivor, because not only will you have to get through all of these crazy obstacles, it's going to be bizarre being on that campus, starting with 22 teams. And after 3 weeks, half the guys leave. And then it's halved again the next couple weeks. And then it's halved again. People are being sent off the island. And there you are, last man standing. It is going to be not just a physical, but a psychological warfare situation.
Times have changed at the mothership. I don't think I could get away with that language when I was back there doing SportsCenter. Man. Man.
Well, you know, we're a little more fast and loose here. What can I tell you?
ESPN Blue there is what I had, you know. I don't know if you got caught up in any of the lists that come out in top 10 and top 5, but the thing that I brought up whenever these lists come out, who do you see that maybe is going to be a top 5 all-time player or top 10 all-time player? You know, Steph Curry's already on the kind of on the cusp. And then we're going to take out some of these older players. Durant's going to be a top 10 player of all time. Does Larry Bird come out of the top 10 at some point? Does Jerry West come out? Does Oscar? I'm curious, and you've had these discussions with Tracy McGrady, yeah, and those guys, but your thoughts on players who are going to go in, and let's say 10 years from now, who's in the top 10, who's now out of the top 10?
I'm personally, I know that even you mentioned the network I work for, I mean, they make their bread and butter on those lists. So this is going to be an unpopular comment. I'm not a huge fan of those lists.
I'm right there with you.
So much, right? Depends on who you saw play. I did not watch Oscar Robertson play, Dan Patrick. So, you know, I've been lucky enough to interview him. I've spent time with him, but I did not watch him play basketball. So when I am trying to make an educated comparison between him and some of the guys of today, I can't pretend that I could do that, and neither can anyone else who didn't watch him live, because we don't have the kind of footage that we have now. Yeah. And it drives me crazy, and that it also drives me crazy that people have these arguments about, well, so-and-so is a top 10 guy, and to your point, okay, well, who are you taking out? And so many people, when they love to have these arguments, don't want to have the second part of that argument about who they're taking out.
I know. It'll be like, such and such should have been in the Pro Bowl. I say, okay, who are you taking out? You can't have
who, right?
50 guys in there, but I think Durant will be a top 10 player. Steph Curry's going to be a top 10 player. The Greek Freak has a long way to go. I don't know if there's anybody else that I'm missing. Is Kawhi Leonard, if he wins a third title, could Kawhi go in just based off of that? When he's all said and done, could Kawhi Leonard be a top 10 player of all time?
He's someone I'm still not sure about just because of the injury factor. So I don't know how long his career is going to be. And I do think that that will come into how we ultimately see him. But if he wins a title in three separate places on three separate teams, where he will clearly have been the engine. And by the way, that's no disrespect to Tim Duncan or anyone he won that first title with, but Kawhi was the MVP. So that doesn't mean that he was the most important player on that team. That goes to someone else. But you certainly can say that he had a significant hand in that title because he was the most valuable player. And then, of course, he was the MVP of that Raptors team. If he wins with the Clippers and he is the MVP of that team, that has to put him at least in the conversation, but just don't ask me which conversation or who I'd have to take out, because I don't do that.
And I, you know, the Last Dance with Jordan, all it did is it was brilliant strategy. I thought it was it was incredible marketing by Jordan's people to say, hey, new generation that thinks LeBron or Steph or KD, this is a 10-part reminder. Ken Burns spent 9 episodes on the Civil War. We spent 10 on Michael Jordan 1 year here. He just reinforced no one will touch Jordan anytime while we're still alive.
Yes, and Ken Burns did not give either Abraham Lincoln or Robert E. Lee editing rights, which is basically what Michael Jordan got. So that is even another issue.
Well, it wasn't a secret. I know.
It's not a secret.
I love that Sam Smith said, I said, what'd you think of the documentary? He said, it was based on a true story.
but that's kind of what all of this is, right? Who gets to tell the story, right? The victors write the story, they write history. And that's true of all of this, all the tales we tell, everything. It's not just Michael Jordan and his documentary. Whoever has the loudest voice and whoever wins gets to tell it. And that's part of sports too, is everyone sits around, back in my day, and the tales grow taller and the baskets grow bigger and all of that stuff. And the other guy says, he's not even telling it right. This is what happened. And we got to have 10 episodes of that during quarantine. I will say, and you know this, Dan, because you cover Michael Jordan, I was thrilled that people got to see a little up close of the Michael we know, where he would just do these drive-by assassinations of people in the context of someone. He's telling a story about someone totally different. I'm not even talking about the Isaiah Thomas with iPad and the laughing and all that. I'm talking about, he's telling a story about something else. And just in the middle of conversation, drops this wicked, wicked sort of rejoinder flattening someone. And it was just like, I'm thinking to myself, there's a pandemic. This dude who probably thinks Michael Jordan doesn't even remember him is sitting in his house with his wife and kids. And all of a sudden, Michael Jordan launches a grenade at him as he is strolling by going somewhere else. And that is exactly the Michael Jordan that I spent time covering.
I just don't know this, Rachel, why he went from the flu to food poisoning.
The pizza food poisoning game, that doesn't have the same ring to you? Is that what you're saying?
I think it's air sickness. I think it's altitude sickness. It's something like, I joked sort of that Air Jordan can't get altitude sickness. Like it would be bad for the brand if that were the case.
Right.
But
well, Dan, let me ask you a question.
Okay.
You are extremely famous. You might not be quite as famous as Michael Jordan in his prime, but a well-known man.
Mm.
When you stay at a hotel, do you check in under Dan Patrick?
I did not.
See? So do you really think, this is the part of the story I have a problem with, that Michael Jordan was in his hotel room under the name Michael Jordan and then ordered a pizza under the name Michael. Hi, this is Michael Jordan. It's the NBA Finals. I'm playing for the other team. I would love a pizza. Could you come deliver a pizza to Michael Jeffrey Jordan? Yeah, that's with an M and then a J. And right. Okay, great. And then he orders this pizza that everyone knows it's him, so they know to put something on it. And then the five guys show up at the door, but that's not something that's noted or remembered at the time. And by the way, you think that if there were five guys at the door, we wouldn't have five guys with book deals right now bragging about it? I poisoned Michael Jordan? Come on.
The five guys showing up to deliver the pizza and, you know, stay with the flu. You had the flu.
That's it. That's all you got to do.
It's all good.
I did like
game.
When he said the line in the dock, I ate the whole pizza.
Well, he used to spit on it so nobody got to eat it. That's what Jordan would do. He'd spit on the pizza so nobody got to eat any of his pizza. If he got up to use the bathroom, he didn't want you eating any of his pizza. God, he's even competing about eating pizza. That's good stuff. Hey, I hope you're well. And are you bubble worthy? Are you going to the bubble?
We're still working out our bubble plan. I do have a question for you, though, before I go.
Okay.
I didn't know if you were getting any ideas from the NBA's protocol in Orlando, and I didn't know if any of the Danettes were going to have a snitch line on you or how this was going to work, if you were going to take any tips and what that snitch line would be. I have questions.
You mean the Chris Paul line?
I am not saying that,
it's
Dan.
Not
that is, I'm divorcing myself from this part of the conversation.
Well, then I can't answer your question if you're not answering my question, Rachel. It's quid pro quo. You know that. Hey,
don't worry. I'll run the snitch line. I'll find out for the Danettes.
It's great to see you. And thanks for joining us. That's Rachel Nichols, host of NBA Finals on ABC, The Jump on ESPN. We'll take a break. We're back after this in the Dan Patrick Show. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live every day at youtube.com/The Dan Patrick Show.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables. Ooh, yum. And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know, I mean, even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
That's a good appearance by Rachel Nichols. Who knew that she was so serious? The Toronto Raptors, they're dropping a GD.
Jeez.
She's really defensive about the Raptors. Yes, McLovin.
By the way, we all think there's an asterisk there, right?
Oh, no.
Come on. That was one of the bigger asterisks. There. The Rockets being the ultimate one, that Raptors team the second ultimate one.
Because of the injuries to the Warriors?
Yeah, because Durant was hurt.
Once again, nobody brings up that the Spurs won in 1999, and Patrick Ewing didn't even play for the Knicks against them in the finals.
Well, you'll admit that people bring up the Rockets without Jordan.
You know what? They played, they won. Mike decided he was taking a vacation. I'm not going to put an asterisk by the Rockets. That Rockets team was a great team. That was a great team. And there's no shame in winning two titles without Michael Jordan in the league. I'd celebrate it.
Oh, there's no shame in it, but it's still like when you look back on it, it does jump into your mind a little bit.
Nobody brings up the Spurs when they won in 1999, McLovin. Playing without Patrick Ewing. They played a Knicks team without Patrick Ewing.
Yeah, but people call that the worst finals team. I think it is the worst finals team ever, right? They're the lowest record, lowest seed.
They were an eighth seed. But nobody says, let's put an asterisk, because strike shortened and you played the Knicks without Patrick Ewing.
I'll go even a little hotter. LeBron's second Cleveland, our first Cleveland title. Curry doesn't hurt his knee in that playoffs. I don't know. I don't know if that's happening either.
Wait, the title we won in Cleveland?
Yeah, when Kyrie got hot and LeBron played great. Didn't Curry miss like two series that postseason?
Yeah, but it's about survival of the fittest, man.
Well, the reason that the Raptors are such an asterisk, because if Durant, like they probably weren't the best Western Conference team by the time they're all beat up. The Rockets might have beaten the Raptors. You know, that's what people say.
All you can do is beat the team in front of you. That's it.
And also, Kawhi's jump shot against the Sixers is where I'm really coming from. Bounced in like seven all over the place.
And it eventually went in.
And now, even you're jinxing my Sixers. You mentioned them as a team that potential to win it all.
Well, they have the talent. My problem is they can't win away from home. They can win at home. They can't win away from home. Nick in Florida is back with us. Hi, Nick. What do you have for me today? Hey, Nick. See you, Nick. Michael in Florida joining us. Hey, Mike, what do you have for me?
Hey, DP, thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
I just wanted to say that, start off, I think if there's ever a year you guys deserve the Emmy, throughout this pandemic, you have separated yourselves from the rest, from the content to the guests. You guys have definitely been an A-plus and have helped myself throughout the pandemic, so I appreciate it.
Wait a minute. Hold on, Michael. Paulie has a question.
Yeah, but we're still waiting on the nomination for 2019. So are you saying we deserve it for 20 and we get it next year, or do we deserve the one that we worked on from last year that hasn't been given out yet?
I think you deserve it every year.
Thank you.
Specifically 2020 with the pandemic that we've been dealing with, for sure.
All right. Well,
I'm a daily listener down here in Florida on the beach, so I appreciate you guys every single day. I did want to ask you what you thought the chance was of either the NBA and or the MLB not even getting off the floor, not even starting up the season, based on these spikes in cases. And
I think we're going to have it. It just feels like they're going to force it. They're going to force it through. Thank you, Michael. Thank you for the compliments. There's just too much time, money invested in this, too much money at stake, that they're going to push it through somehow, some way, that they're going to be able to pull this off. And I think once you get in the bubble, my concern is once you're in the bubble, what about the people who aren't affiliated with the NBA, who work there, who then come in and they're cleaning rooms? They go home. They're not quarantined. They don't stay in the bubble. And making sure everybody's tested. I'm trying not to do the doomsday approach to this. But, man, it's just hard not to be a little pessimistic with all of this. The NFL doesn't cancel anything. They just cancel the Hall of Fame game. All right, you got my attention. I didn't think they were going to play it. Now I realize they're not going to play it. I still have doubts about them starting the season on time. The same with college football. I mean, here's golf. Golf's got issues now. By the way, we're going to talk to a caddy coming up, Paul Tesori. He's Webb Simpson's caddy, and Webb Simpson pulled out of the event in Hartford. He doesn't have the coronavirus, but somebody in his family does. He did that for precautionary reasons. So we'll talk to his caddy. Like, what are the steps here? And more phone calls coming up as well. 2 hours in the books. One more to go. Dan Patrick Show.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Puma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, and Two Door Cinema Club.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.